Give us the magic words.
All right. You go ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, wada-wada, bing-bang.
All right.
Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, wada-wada, bing-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, wada-wada, bing-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, wada-wada, bing-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, wada-wada, bing-bang.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. And then the witch doctor, he told me what to do. He told me,
welcome to Fly High Ministries, everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that the Lord is blessing you and keeping you no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. Today's message is I went to the hospital and met the witch doctor. I went to the hospital and met the witch doctor. I don't know about you, but I want to tell you something about this witch doctor. You see, this witch doctor, he lived in these tribes, and he would give medicine to his tribal people, and he would dope them up, and he would give them like a curse, and he would put a curse on the tribe. Come on, somebody. A lot of missionaries around the world has dealt with these witch doctors. These were the witch doctors, and they dealt big into sorcery. Now, I don't know about you today, but these witch doctors are here in America today. And as I told you before, I went to the hospital and I met a witch doctor. Now, these witch doctors are really good on their secret potions. They're really good on their medicines. Come on, somebody. They're really good on their sorcery and their black magic. Yes, this are the witch doctors. And I'm here to tell you today that we have witch doctors in our hospitals today. And yes, they wear nice white suits. And yes, they look very educated, but I'm here to tell you that they're witch doctors. I don't know about you today, but I think we have a problem in America. And when I went to the hospital, I met this witch doctor. Yes, this witch doctor was very nice, and he wanted to prescribe medication after medication. Oh, you ain't listening to me today because you look so pretty. You ain't listening to me today because you think you got it all figured out. Yes, you ain't listening to me today because you know everything. Oh, come on, somebody. You just got your pension in the mail. Oh, come on, somebody. You just got back from Goodwill. Oh, come on, somebody. But there is a word in the Bible that I want to tell you about. There is a word, and the word is pharmakia. And yes, this is a form of a Greek root word in which we get our English word pharmacy, pharmacist, or pharmaceutical. Yes, in the Bible, pharmakia carried it into the idea of sorcery, occultism, and black magic. Yes, pharmakia is a Greek root word that originated in the Bible of sorcery, occultism, and also black magic. It is in the sense that Paul used this term in Galatians 5:20. In Galatians 5:20, come on somebody, if you read it with me, you can understand what the Bible's trying to tell you here in Galatians 5:20. The Bible says, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissension, faction. Yes, this is the word witchcraft, and it is the same in Revelations 9:21. Revelations 9:21, if you follow me in the Word of God. Revelations 9:21, it says it like this. Nor did they repent of their murders, their magic arts, their sexual immorality, and their thefts. And if they're the same, Revelations 18:23 says it like this. Oh, come on, somebody. I know that you think you're so smart, but the Bible says that the light of the lamp will never shine in you again. The voice of the bridegroom and bride will never be heard in you again. Your merchants were the world's great men. By your magic spells, all the nations were led astray. I don't know about you today, but I think there's magic spells that are being put on the American people, and how they're using that is through drugs. Now, I do find it rather disturbing that approximately 60% of the population is taking at least one pharmaceutical drug every day. And some are taking up to 15 or 20, yes, and we are told we are living in a time of great medical breakthroughs in the history of the world, yet over 100 million Americans today suffer from various health problems. Now, this is very interesting to me today. Why? Because I went to the hospital and I met a witch doctor. Now, why was such a large majority of the world has become dependent on these pharmaceutical drugs? Why? Well, I'm here to tell you that this witch doctor, back in the day, he used to give these drugs to his people, and this is the way they have power and control. And he would dope them up, and this is the evil way of Satan would control a population. Perhaps you're one of the hundreds of millions around the world that's ingesting a daily dose of these pharmaceutical medicines. Is it possible that this pharmaceutical medical cartel has disease treatment and not disease cure in the mind? And the most powerful German economic corporation emporium is the first half of the century was known as the IG Farben, and was nothing more than a powerful cartel of BASF, Bayer, Hotch, and other German chemical and pharmaceutical companies. Come on, somebody, I'm here to tell you that I went to the hospital and I met the witch doctors. I'm here to tell you today that there's witch doctors operating on people in the hospitals today. I'm here to tell you that Satan has sent his witch doctors all across America today. You need to be very, very careful. You need to be very careful today that there's witch doctors everywhere. And I'm here to tell you They come in this great pharmaceutical mindset and they say they're here to help you. But I'm here to tell you they're putting a spell. They're putting sorcery on you. Oh my gosh, you ain't listening to me today because you look so pretty. I know you're going to church on Sunday and you think you're doing very well. But I'm here to tell you, you didn't know that you took the portion. You took the evil potion of the pharmaceuticals company. Oh my gosh, this witchcraft of sorcery. And one reason or another, there is just this vast array sold over the counter, plus this daily coping, varieties of caffeine, nicotine, and alcohol. Yes, a lot of you are taking in, and you find its way to, and this evil demon is finding a way in our food. It's finding a way in our drinks, which you probably consume it every day. Then there's this prescription kind. Most doctors who are plied by this pharmaceutical companies, they're just as happy as can be to write you prescriptions of every symptoms on your list. Come on, somebody. Just like the witch doctor, they want to write you prescriptions of every symptoms on your list, which meets the expectations of and even demands of many patients. Some points to this as the great evil because of the greed factors. Come on, somebody. This is the great evil of the witch doctors. They will give you medicines. They'll write you prescriptions. This is exactly what the witch doctor did. Yes, and they do this for the vast sum of money that's involved. That you better wake up today, America. We are being controlled by the witch doctors. I don't know about you today, but I've driven down the highway and I've seen more and more of these huge hospitals that look like college campuses. They're getting ready. They're getting ready to take us all out. You ain't hearing me today. I don't know about you, but I think these pharmaceutical medicines are used to kill more and more innocent people. Almost everyone is now taking drugs for one reason or another. There is that vast array sold over the counter, plus the daily coping varieties of caffeine, nicotine, and alcohol. And there's that which finds its way, yes, into our food once again. It finds its way into our drinks once again. Come on, somebody. They're happy to write you all these kinds of prescriptions. This is the great evil, and this is the greed factor. This is the witch doctor. Most folks are casual about drug use because we've been sold that the idea that legal drugs are for our own good. That legal drugs are for our physically and harmless spiritually, and that we can trust our lives to the professionals. But I'm here to tell you today that there's witch doctors among you. I'm here to tell you today I went to the hospital and I met a witch doctor. He said, come on, I'll give you this kind of medicine to drug you up. I'll give you this kind of medicine to numb you. I'll give you this kind of medicine to make you dependent on the pharmaceutical cartel. What I'm doing, what I'm going to present may be very difficult for you to accept, but the evidence to the contrary is this very convincing idea in this study that we find that there is evidence that these drugs that are being prescribed to the American people, yes, they are directly from Satan. They have been continued to be primary about conforming mankind to the image of Satan. I don't know about you today, but you need to be very, very careful. In the present season, the goal is to prepare us for the mark of the beast. And one way they're doing it is through pharmakia. One way they're doing it is through sorcery. Come on, somebody. The Greek word pharmakia, pharmacy, the pharmacist. You ain't listening to me today because you look so pretty, but I'm here to tell you that Satan is moving on America, and they're doing it through pharmakia. They're doing it through the word pharmacy or the pharmaceutical, which is derived from the Greek word pharmakia. Yes, this word is also found in the Bible. It's found in the following passages of Scripture. Come on, somebody. I know you look good. I know you look real good. But in Galatians 5, 19 through 21, the Bible says, now the deeds of the flesh are evident, which are immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, and sorcery, which means pharmakia, enmity, strife, jealousy. Come on, somebody, in Revelations. And the light, Revelations 18 says, and the light of the lamp will not shine in you, the great city Babylon, any longer. And the voice of the bridegrooms and bride will not be heard in you any longer. For your merchants were the great men of the earth, because all the nations, ethnos, was deceived by sorcery. How was the nations deceived? By sorcery, which means pharmakia. How are nations deceived? Yes, by these evil drugs. Come on, somebody. Don't you know the Bible is very much against these kind of drugs, against alcoholism? I don't know about you today, but I'm here to tell you that a spell has been put upon the American people. Yes, because in your spell, induced drugs that have led the American people away to conform you into the beast. You ain't listening to me today. The Heritage Bible interprets the phrase, because all the nations were deceived by your what? Pharmakia. All the nations were deceived. What? By your medicines. Come on, somebody. Don't you know that there's a problem in America? Don't you know there's a drug problem in America? Don't you know, because of the spells inducing drugs or being, nearly everyone is being influenced by this sorcery. If you aren't taking prescription medication today, or over the counter today, or other drugs, you still ingest food and drinks, bath, shower, and breathe air. So you too are being influenced by this sorcery. These drug spells, they're not always a direct result of someone intentionally practicing witchcraft who cast a spell with a potion, but yes, there is witchcraft out there, and they are casting spells, and they are casting potions on the American people. While this certainly does happen, spells are inherent in the action of many drugs and even natural preparations. These may come from a literal curse attached or invited one. I don't know about you today, but there's this word out here, pharmakia, the sorcery, and it's in our medicines today. Come on, somebody. I see it on television. More and more people are dying through what? Through pharmaceutical medicines. Oh, you better listen to me today. This is sorcery on the American people. We need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now. We need Jesus back in our bodies, and we need Him now. I'm praying for you right now, America. I'm praying for you right now. I'm praying for your family. I'm praying for your church. You ain't listening to me today. I'm praying for you. But I know that the sorcery, this cartel, these pharmaceutical cartels, they're putting power and sorcery over you. Oh my gosh, Jesus, we need you. We need you back, and we need you right now. What is the impact on you personally and on those around you? As a saint, what can or should you do about the situation this critical hour at this closing of the stage? Perhaps what you need here will help you understand the situation and better gain a higher level of freedom from this pharmakia deceit influence. Yes, once you understand this deceit, it will make sense of why the Bible version translates the word we associate with drugs into the word like sorceries and witchcraft. You will start to understand that a lot of this stuff is out here is sorcery. A lot of this stuff is out here is witchcraft. Be very careful of who you prescribe you drugs. Come on, somebody, be very careful. I need Jesus right now. You have to see it as one of Satan's schemes. It helps to know that this pharmakia came from and how it and why it wants to work, so that no advantage would be taken of us by Satan, for we are not ignorant of his schemes. 2 Corinthians 2:11 says this, so that no advantage would be taken of us by Satan, so that we are not ignorant of his schemes. Yes, I went to the hospital and I met the witch doctor today. Oh my gosh, Jesus, help me. Oh my gosh, I need you right now. Oh, you ain't listening to me today. Are you ready to fly high? It's time to wake up, America. Evil is infiltrated in this nation. It's time to wake up, America. Evil is infiltrated into our church. It's time to wake up, somebody. It's time to take a stand against the beast in the New World Order. Oh, come on, somebody. I know you can look around and see our freedoms being taken away. I know you can look around and see how unhealthy our children are. I know you can look around and see how unhealthy Americans have become. It's because of sorcery. It's because of this pharmakia. It's these pharmaceutical demons. Come on, somebody. It's plain out witchcraft. And they're putting a spell on America. The Bible says in Leviticus 19:31, regard not them that have familiar spirits, neither seek after wizards to be defiled by them. I am the Lord your God. The love of power is strong within many people today. It can eat away at the soul and cause them to do many evil things. Come on, somebody. Are you listening to me today? Oh, I know right now you're not paying attention, but the love of power is strong within many of us. The love of power is strong in the church. The love of power is strong in academia. The love of power is strong in the government. It can eat away at your soul. Come on, somebody. The love of power can eat away at your soul. You think because you got a degree that you're powerful. You think because you got money in the bank that you're powerful. But I'm here to tell you it can eat away at your soul and cause them to do many evil things. It can cause you to do a lot of evil things. I don't know about you, but you get to the really rich and famous, you're going to see how evil they have become with all their money. Chants, charms, and magic rituals are all used to gain power over men. Almost every culture and nation on earth has their own sorceries, whether they call it juju, witch doctors in Nigeria, or astrologers, readers, or psychics in America. God is not pleased with them all. You better listen to me today. I don't care what you want to tell me or what you want to say. I'm here to tell you that this kind of witchcraft has been throughout the world in many nations. God has said that those who seek after spirits are like those who seek after harlots, immoral women. He says He will turn from them and cut them off from the people. In Leviticus 26, I will set my face against anyone who turns to mediums and spiritists, to prostitutes themselves, to follow them, and I will cut them off from the people. The child of God cannot be involved in any kind of these things. God clearly prohibits Israel from taking advice or seeking help from sorcerers or dreamers in Jeremiah 27:9. So do not listen to your prophets, your diviners, your interpreters of dreams, your mediums, your sorcerers who tell you you will not serve the king of Babylon. This means they could not go to them when they were sick or when they wanted to know the future or any other time. In America, many newspapers print what astrologers say the future will be. Many religious people read these. They report regularly. This is wrong. This is going to the sorcerer for help. God has not changed in His view of witchcraft. But He tells the Christian today that he's still wrong. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, and witchcraft. In Galatians 5:19-20, hatred, variance. God commands that Israel not let the wizard live inside their lands. Leviticus 20:29-27 says no such harsh law exists today, but God still does not accept sorcerers. Such people are the tools of the devil. In Revelation 23, the light of the lamp will never shine in you again. The voice of the bridegroom and bride will never be heard in you again. Your merchants were the words, important people. By your magic spells, all the nations fell. Come on, somebody. I don't know today, but there's a sorcerer in America, and this is a magic spell that's being put on America. The Bible says they were one reason. This is why one reason God destroyed Israel. Why? The sorcery, the pharmakia, the drug spells. Come on, somebody. I don't know about you, but there's a drug spell in America. Be careful to be taking these kind of potion from the witch doctors. In Isaiah 47:9 says, both of these will overtake you in a moment on a single day. Loss of children and widowhood, they will come upon you in full measure in spite of the many sorceries and all your potent spells when Israel became like the people around them. In 2 Chronicles 33:1-6, I don't know about you today, but I want to tell you, a lot of you don't take evil serious, but I'm here to tell you there's corruption moving in America, and you got to stand up against this evil and this corruption. Oh my gosh, I'm here to tell you right now, not only is God not happy with those who practice or follow after witchcraft, He has promised to judge them for their sins. I don't know about you, but America today is under judgment. And Malachi 3:5 says, "So I will come to put you on trial. I will be quick to testify against sorcerers, adulterers, perjurers, against those who defraud laborers of their wages, who oppress the widow and the fatherless, and deprive the foreigner among you of justice. But do not fear me, says the Lord Almighty." Some might say, if there is power, then we must follow it. That is a lie. Just because they have power, they can prescribe you all this kind of medication. But I'm here to want to warn you, this is a potion from the witch doctors. Yes, I went to the hospital and I met the witch doctor. Whether or not witchcraft has power is not the question. The question is, does God approve it? And yes, the answer is no. He does not prove it. He actually condemns it, not just once, but often. In 2 Kings 9:22, it says, "When Joram saw Jehu, he asked, 'Have you come in peace, Jehu?' 'How can there be peace?' Jehu replied, 'As long as there are idolatry and witchcraft of your mother Jezebel abound, you ain't listening to me today because you look so pretty. I know you just went to goodwill. I think evil will. I know you just went and bought your clothes there. But I'm telling you, in Malachi 5:12, it says, 'I will destroy your witchcraft and you will no longer cast spells.' And Nahum 3:4 says, 'All because of the wanton lust of the prostitutes alluring the mistress of sorceries, who enslaved nations of her prostitution and people by her witchcraft.'" Exodus 22:18 says, "Do not allow the sorcerer to live." And 1 Samuel 15:23 says, "For rebellion is like the sin of divination, and arrogance like the evil of idolatry, because you have rejected the word of the Lord. He has rejected you as king." In Deuteronomy 18:10 and more, sorcery is seen in the New Testament too, and it is condemned. Simon was a man of Samaria who also was a sorcerer. In Acts 8:9, "Now that sometime a man named Simon had practiced sorcery in the city, and a man all the people of Samaria. He boasted that he was someone great. He had bewitched the people with his tricks, just like I believe we have been bewitched in America." Come on, somebody. When he saw that the real power of God, which the apostles had, he tried to buy it so he could use it too. He was condemned for this in Acts 8:18-23. "When Simon saw that the spirits was given at the laying of the apostles' hand, he offered the money and said, 'Give me also this ability, so that everyone in whom I lay my hands may receive the Holy Spirit.' Peter answered, 'May your money perish with you, because you thought that you could buy the gift of God with money. You have no part to share in this ministry, because your heart is not right before God. Repent of his wickedness and pray to the Lord in the hope that he may forgive you for having such a thought in your heart. For I see that you are full of bitterness and captive in sin.'" Yes, God says that the works of the flesh are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, and witchcraft, hatred, and so forth. It goes on today. I don't know about you today, but I went to the hospital and I saw a witch doctor. Come on, somebody. Sorcery, which means pharmakia. The Bible warns that sorcery, the Greek pharmakia, these drug spells. Now, I know there's good doctors out there, and I'm not against the doctors today, but I'm telling you today, but I believe there's something evil being pushed on America, and I believe this is in the pharmakia. This is in this pharmaceutical medicines that are being pushed on the American people. They're popping drugs of all different kinds, and this is evil, and this is why the American people have become unhealthy. This is bad. In Ephesus, the new converts of Christ took their books of witchcraft and they burned them all. They were worth much money, but they were evil, so that the men and women burned them. Many of them also, which used curious arts, brought their books together and burned them before all men, and they counted the prices of them and found it 50,000 pieces of silver in Acts 19:19. A number who had practiced sorcery brought their scrolls together and burned them publicly. When they calculated the value of their scrolls, the total came to 50,000 drachmas. God does not accept witchcraft among His people today. God does not accept witchcraft. He does not accept sorceries. He does not accept pharmakia. Come on, somebody. You ain't listening to me today. You are not listening to me today. But there's a network out there. There's a network out there of these pharmaceutical companies. And their only interest today is these greater medical communities. Their only interest today is to cast their evil spells, to cast their potions. They are conspiring to take away your freedom, to take away the health. This is Satan's scheme to destroy you, and one way they're doing it is through pharmakia. One way they're doing it is through the pharmacy. One way they're doing it is through medicines. As I told you before, I want to warn you of this cartel. I want to warn you today that over 60% of the population is taking at least one pharmaceutical drug every day. Some at least up to 15 and 20. We are told that we are living during a time of great medical breakthroughs, but we have more and hundreds of millions have more and more health problems. I'm here to tell you, this is pharmakia. This is sorcery. This is black magic on America. America, wake up. God wants you to be healthy. God wants you to trust in Him. Be careful. Wake up. I went to the hospital and I met a witch doctor. And you know what I'm talking about is real. You know that there's witchcraft and there's evil on America today. There's evil penetrating into our churches today. More and more people are getting sicker and sicker day by day. And I'm here to tell you today, it's sorcery. It's pharmakia. It's pharmacy. It's pharmacist. It's pharmaceutical. We need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now. We need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now. Come on, somebody. I pray that wisdom, God will show you that you would be strong in the Lord, that you would be strong in His might, that God will be strong in you. I want Jesus back in America. I don't want religion. More and more people are taking Jesus out of their church. More and more people are taking the cross down. Why? Because Satan is the enemy of the cross. Why? Satan is the enemy of Jesus. More and more of these New World Order churches, more and more of these churches are buying into the beast. They have already sold their soul. They're buying into the beast. If you don't have a picture of Jesus in your wall, put them up. If you don't have a cross in your walls, put them up. We need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now. No more of this sorcery. No more of these spells of pharmakia. Oh, come on, somebody. We need Jesus, and we need Him now. Come on, somebody. It's time to get on your knees and pray. Yes, I went to the doctors. I went to the hospital, and I met a witch doctor. I went to the hospital, and I met a witch doctor.
Hey, witch doctor, give us the magic words.
All right. You go ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, wada-wada-ping-tang.
All right. I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. And then the witch doctor, he told me what to do. He told me,
ooh-ee, ah-ah, ting-tang, wah-wah-wah-bang-bang. Ooh-ee, ah-ah, ting-tang, wah-wah-wah-bang-bang. Ooh-ee, ah-ah, ting-tang, wah-wah-wah-bang-bang.
Come on and